Epilogue.
How did this video podcast come to be? I was initially working on a research paper on the same topic, and I found myself really excited about the possibilities in this emerging area of educational technology. I kept visualizing aspects of this project until finally I just had to ask myself, why am I writing about this when I can show it? The point of my paper was that these technologies enrich learning, so I thought to myself, why not enrich my work? I have to say that working in multimedia is both exciting and overwhelming. I've never done anything like this. I've worked a camcorder before, but I've never actually shot and edited a video. As I was pondering the possibility of putting this together, I was also thinking about the technical requirements. I have a video camera, I had a computer, the desire to do this, but I was missing a crucial part. I knew that I needed something to translate the digital videotape into a compatible format to be able to easily distribute it and upload it. And then I happened across a little device. I'll tell you more about that in a second. And it was the missing link for me. It's a terrific little box, and it has actually opened my eyes to a whole new world of possibilities. I can actually carry all the equipment I need to do a video podcast in a small backpack. Since all of it can run off of batteries, I've unleashed my own creativity as well in making this video podcast. As I talked about in the video, one of the exciting aspects of using this type of wireless technology device is that we can stay at the cutting edge of what's happening. We can get news as it's happening and be on the scene with virtually no lag time. Considering the portability of equipment to make video podcasts, it allows us to be anywhere, anytime, creating highly dispersible multimedia objects from any corner of the earth and sending them almost instantaneously to any other corner of the earth where people can watch them wherever they happen to be. Even the cost is fairly reasonable. I have a 4-year-old Samsung video camera. The new was about $300 and uses a tape that costs about $5 but can be reused. I have my laptop. An average laptop these days costs from $600 to $2,000. Then I have this little device. It's called the ADS Tech DVD Express DX2, which came with all the software I needed. I've been editing this on ULEAD Video Studio 9. The device and software together cost about $70. So basically, for about $1,000, anyone can be equipped to produce their own documentary or educational videos. It didn't take too long for me to figure out how to make this all work together, but I tend to be pretty intuitive about these things. It has taken a while to write the script, do the filming, including bribing my extras to be in the video and deciding what kinds of visuals I wanted to add, and then to edit it. It definitely has taken me more time to do this than to write a research paper, but it's been far more rewarding. So I hope you've enjoyed my first foray into writing, producing, and directing a video. It won't be my last, though I doubt I'll ever make it to Sundance. Thank you for taking this voyage with me. I hope you've been able to take something away that was interesting or valuable, and that this was a good use of your time. Thank you!